Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming iniquity in our life. We've been understanding iniquity, how it gets a hold of us, what its destructive effect is, and we're going to be talking about more about being cleansed and being set free from iniquity. We've already pointed out that iniquity is a perversity, a moral evil, a wrongfulness within us. The originator was Lucifer, whose name was changed to Satan. In Ezekiel 28, it says that he was perfect in all his ways until iniquity was found in him. We saw in 2 Thessalonians 2:7 that iniquity is a mystery. It's the mystery of iniquity that works. And it is actually the effects of one's sins upon yourself. And it is affecting the heart. Iniquity is of the heart. It is within. The Bible talks about how outwardly men can appear to be righteous, but inwardly they're full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Iniquity is within. It is the secret sins in the light of his countenance. Sin is what we commit from the soul, and then the result of that is iniquity. And we know that this is what's coming down the inheritance line from the inherited generational curses. It is the iniquity visited upon us to the third and fourth generation. This is why we've got to break these inherited generational curses and cast out the spirits that have enforced them. We've talked about how iniquity gets a hold of us. It gets a hold of us whenever we walk in areas of sin. If we despise his judgments, don't put his word first place, if we're not a hearer and a doer of the word, iniquity will be produced in our heart. If we have stubbornness and don't yield to God, that is producing iniquity within us. If our mouth is not speaking God's word, but we're speaking contrary, we're not bridling our tongue, then iniquity is going to be ministered into our heart. The Bible talks about through filthy actions that iniquity comes in. It talks about how man was drinking iniquity like water. That was in Job 15:16. If we are a worker of iniquity, that shows that our heart is not right with the Lord. We can go through the motions, but it's all what's in our heart. God looks on our heart. Those people that are the backsliders are laden with iniquity, Isaiah 1:4. In fact, if it keeps on working, it'll be like a breach that breaks on you. It will suddenly break on you, and destruction will come. It is the heart that works iniquity, Isaiah 32, verse 6. And we see that this must be purged out of our life. If we have idolatry in our heart, if we have pride, if we have idleness, remember pride and fullness of bread and idleness was the sin or the iniquity of Sodom that brought the great judgment upon them, and also that they wouldn't give to the poor and the needy. That sounds like America today. Pride, fullness of bread, idleness, or abundance of time to ourselves and looking for pleasures and so forth, and not giving out to people. I'll tell you, God wants us to repent and do what the Word of God says. You know, the Bible says that the iniquity needs to be eliminated from our life. When iniquity abounds, as it says in the last day, it's going to happen because the love of money are waxing cold. It says that in Matthew 24, verse 12. And when iniquity abounds, it causes the love of many to wax cold. Do not let the iniquity abound in your life. If you see that your love is waxing cold somewhat, you know that you're beginning to have an iniquity build up because you are walking in the ways of sin, and it is taking a toll upon you in your life. Whatever you yield your members to is what's going to be produced in you. You yield your members unto uncleanness, unto iniquity, or the wickedness that's already there, and it will produce more iniquity in your life. You yield it to uncleanness when you sin from the soul. You yield to iniquity when you do it with that attitude from with your heart, and either one will produce more iniquity in your life. The answer is, yield your members, your mind, your will, your attitude, your mouth, What you hear, what you see, the things that you do, yield them unto righteousness, and that will produce holiness. You especially got to watch that tongue. The Bible talks about in James 3:6 how the tongue is a world of iniquity. And this iniquity gets bound up in a person if you hide your sin. There's a scripture in Hosea 13:12 how the iniquity is bound up because their sin was hid. If you don't deal with sin, then that iniquity will be bound up within you in your heart, and it will cause a hardening, and it will hinder you from being cleansed and walking in victory. Because remember, when iniquity's there, there's going to be captivity coming your way. And we talked about the effects of iniquity, where the one who carries his iniquity, death is going to come upon him. The iniquity brings a defilement upon you. In fact, Eli allowed iniquity in his house, and judgment came on him and his sons. We have got to restrain our family members from walking in the way of sin. Otherwise, it's producing iniquity in them and iniquity in the household. And there will surely be punishment to workers of iniquity, the Bible says. And also, we saw the fact that iniquity is bringing physical and emotional problems upon a person. It is the root cause behind it. Also, if you regard iniquity in your heart, Psalm 66:18, the Lord will not hear your prayers. You know, people can call on the Lord, and He's such a merciful God, He'll deliver you. But if you keep provoking God, and you'll be brought low for your iniquity. We saw that scripture in Psalms 106:43. So you've got to turn away from this. This iniquity is doing a destructive work. In fact, in Isaiah 59:2, it says it separated you and God, and He won't hear your prayers because of your iniquity. Remember, this is the thoughts within, coming from the heart. The thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, said in Isaiah 59:7. And what happened? Wasting destruction came in their paths. Jeremiah 5:25, it turned away the good things of God and withheld the good things from them because of their sins and the iniquities that were built up within them. If your sins continually increase, the multitude or the buildup of iniquity will bring forth destruction. Jeremiah 30:14. God says we must turn away from this iniquity in our life. Otherwise, we're going to be reaping a lot of problems. Now, we want to get cleansed from this. We've been beginning to talk about this. We're going to talk more about this today. First of all, we need to know what God will do. The Bible says in Exodus 34:9 that He will pardon our iniquity and our sin, and He will take us for Thine inheritance. We serve a God who is a God of love, a God of compassion. His grace and His mercy abounds, and He will pardon our iniquity. Now, Jesus, we need to realize, when He went to the cross, Isaiah 53:5, the Bible says He was wounded for our transgressions. That's our sins. But it was something more than that was done. It says He was bruised for our iniquities. Not only did He take our sin, but He also took the iniquities of man upon Him. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes were healed. In fact, in verse 6, it says that pleased the Lord to lay the iniquity of us all upon Him, because we'd all have gone astray and turned to our own way. Turning to our own way and walking in our own way produces iniquity in our life. That's walking in the flesh contrary to the Word of God. So Jesus not only bore away our sin, but He also bore away our iniquity so we could get free from it in our life. Praise God. Now, if we're going to walk free, we've got to confess our iniquity. You need to confess the sins and the iniquities of the heart, that wickedness, in order to see it cleansed from your life. Praise God. Now, in Acts 3:26, we see the person that has come to set us free is Jesus. In Acts 3:26, the Bible says that God, having raised up His Son, Jesus sent Him to bless you in turning every one of you away from his iniquities. He comes to bless us in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. If we will turn away from our iniquities, then God can bring His blessings upon us in our life. Praise God. And He will cleanse us from this. The Bible says in Jeremiah 33:8, I will cleanse them from all their iniquity. Praise God. He will absolutely eliminate it. Now, of course, we've got to know what our iniquities are. Job 13:23, he says, "How many are my iniquities and sins? Make me to know them." We want to know them. We want to know our transgression, our sin that's produced the iniquity in our life. It says they searched out the iniquities and accomplished a diligent search. It was the inward thought of every one of them that was an inward thought of the heart that was deep within him. This is where the iniquity resides. Lamentations 2:14. It says, "They have not discovered thine iniquity to turn away thy captivity." Here it said the prophets, they'd seen vain, foolish things. They weren't seeing things accurately. They were not discovering the real cause of the problem to bring a person out of captivity. If you're in captivity to sickness, you're in captivity in mentally, emotionally, physically, any kind of area, socially, you have an iniquity root that needs to be broken. He said, "They've not discovered thine iniquity to turn away thy captivity." That's Lamentations 2:14. You got to get in there and find out the iniquity root so you can get yourself set free from that. And that will bring you out of the captivity that the enemy brings a person into. So God wants us to know these things. Another principle to be cleansed is to return to the Lord. Be built up and put away the iniquity. Psalms 119:133. "Order my steps in the word, and let not iniquity have dominion over me." Proverbs 16:6, "By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged." Get in the word of God, get the truth in you, and receive his mercy. That's the power of God released on your behalf to set you free, and iniquity will be purged out of your life. Of course, we got to have a repentant attitude. We got to flee from the ways of sin. We got to turn away from them. And we've got to learn to walk in line with God's word. You must return to him. And the reason, of course, because we've fallen into iniquity, and we've got to come out of that and walk in the ways of righteousness. In Zechariah 3:4, he says, "Take away the filthy garments, and I'll cause the iniquity to pass from thee." You got to get those filthy garments off. You got to get the garment of the flesh out of there. You got to get the garments of sin put off. You've got to walk in the ways of the Lord. Start doing what his word says. Put the armor of God on. Be filled up with the things of God. Put off that old man. Put on the new man. Put on the garments of God. And as you do that, then that iniquity will pass from you. Praise God. Remember the law of truth in his mouth. When that's in our mouth, iniquity will not be in our lips. There's another scripture over in 2 Timothy 2:19. It's an important scripture to realize. The Bible says that we are to depart from iniquity in order to be a vessel of honor. The Bible says this, that the Lord knows them that are his. Let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That's going to cause you to become a vessel of honor. Meet for the master's use. Turn away from sin and turn away. Discover those iniquities and be set free and come out of all captivity. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.